ABC Radio Australia.
For the first time in more than a year, farm workers from Papua New Guinea will arrive in Australia later this week. But it won't be a full plane as we've seen come from Vanuatu, Tonga or Solomon Islands, because just six people will be making the journey on Friday. The fact that PNG has COVID-19 community transmission has put it at the back of the queue when it comes to supplying Australian farmers with workers this harvest. But the PNG authorities are confident that hundreds more will follow in coming weeks, and the hope is that by 2025, there will be over 8,000 seasonal workers from Papua New Guinea in Australia. From Port Moresby, here's reporter Belinda Cora.
In communities across Papua New Guinea, young men and women are signing up, keen to be chosen to work in Australia. For women like Doreen Amamis, there are big dreams about the opportunities that working in Australia could bring. She used to run her own early childhood school until she split with her husband and could no longer afford to pay her staff.
I can support my teachers, my three teachers in the school. And I made up my mind to join the program because I could go to Australia and earn more money and come and restart my school.
Now she's taking part in a pilot training program that aims to prepare workers who might be sent to Australia. Up in the Highlands province of Enga, Trudy Ising has enrolled on the same course after she was forced to drop out of university when she couldn't pay her fees.
Especially for women like us who do not have enough who can't complete their studies, shortage of tuition fee and don't have funds to continue their education.
But there haven't been many openings for Papua New Guineans to work in Australia recently because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Australian government ordered the closure of the country's international borders in March last year, and it was September before any Pacific Islanders were allowed in to help farmers who were facing severe worker shortages.
When the borders started to open again, unfortunately, Papua New Guinea was the only country in the Pacific with active COVID cases. All the other countries have either not had COVID or have managed to get rid of their COVID cases. What that meant was that those other countries got priority access to Australia. And so unfortunately, we've seen videos and newspaper articles about plane loads of Ni Vanuatu and Tongans entering Australia to work.
Dr. Shakria Bowman is an Australian working as a senior advisor with PNG's Labour Mobility Unit. It's in charge of sending workers to Australia and New Zealand.
Our COVID status meant that the state governments who control entry at the moment in Australia have been very, very cautious about bringing our workers in.
After many weeks of negotiations, half a dozen will fly to Brisbane on Friday, where they'll spend 2 weeks in hotel quarantine before they can work on a poultry farm. But unlike other workers from the Pacific, those travelling from Papua New Guinea also need to complete 7 days of pre-quarantine before they leave the country.
We'll be COVID testing our workers twice before they go, and we'll be putting them through a quarantine process here in Port Moresby to make sure we have the best chance of sending COVID-free workers down to Australia.
The costs are being covered by their employer, and Dr. Bowman hopes this week's small group will be the start of much bigger things to come, with negotiations underway to send workers to the southern state of Tasmania soon.
We had over 600 requests when Australia announced they were going to reopen borders. But those requests were pushed back because of our COVID status. So we know once we start getting through those hurdles, we're going to have very high demand for our workers.
In addition to Pacific workers and locals, Australian farmers normally rely on thousands of backpackers from the US and Europe who come over on working holidays. But with warnings this week that Australia's international border could remain closed for much of this year, Dr. Bowman believes PNG can capitalize on that situation.
Right now, there's a group of farms who have never used Pacific Island workers before, who know they're not going to be able to get the backpackers back for years. And they're working through the process of becoming approved employers. So the demand is going to grow and grow over the next 3 to 5 years, because I think it's going to take a long time before the backpackers come back. That means we've got 3 to 5 years to really solidify our position in Australia with these industries. And so that's what we're focusing on. So, yeah, it's a little challenging right now, but we're working through it. But we're taking the long view. And I'm absolutely certain that we will not just fulfil but exceed the Merape government objective of having 8,000 workers in Australia and New Zealand by 2025.
That would be a significant jump from previous years. Between 2012 and 2019, Dr. Bowman says PNG sent a total of just 500 workers to Australia compared to tens of thousands from Tonga or Vanuatu, countries with much smaller populations than PNG. So women like Doreen Amames are excited by the prospect of what may lie ahead.
It will really benefit because a lot of working class men today, they are dumping ladies around or women around. So as for myself, as a single mother, I thought that program is very profitable for young women. It is a very encouraging program that will encourage people to save up and come back and have their own businesses or save up or do some temp deposits in bank. It will encourage people to be profitable in life.
But Dr. Bowman admits there is a risk attached to the program's apparent success and popularity. She's seen a rapid increase in the number of attempts to scam people by falsely promising them farm work in Australia.
I really get angry when I see people taking, you know, up to 10,000 kina from people pretending they're going to get them work in Australia when they've got no ability to do it. The only people who can get you work legally in Australia is the PNG Labour Mobility Unit.
Earlier this month, the unit was able to help one woman recoup money she'd pay for a labour hire firm in Australia she'd found on Facebook. At least two others are being investigated by the Australian Federal Police, working with the local police in Papua New Guinea. But Dr. Bowman says it's often hard to convince people to lodge formal complaints.
Belinda Cora reporting from the PNG capital, Port Moresby there. And over on the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page, lots of questions being asked about this story. Ray questions why only six people have been sent out of a country of 8 million. Lai wants to know which part of PNG the six came from. And Gilbert wants to know how the six applied, asking for clarification on the recruitment process. I'd love to know what you think about this story and your thoughts on this. You can join in the conversation on the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page.